supposed to last a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, black locust.
Mm.
And a cherry will last a long time, and mulberry.
Uh-huh.
Put up a pine pole, unless it's treated, you know, to keep it from mm-hmm. absorbing moisture, lasts just about two or three foggy mornings.
What do you call those little pieces of wood that are maybe pointed at the top that they put around the garden?
I used to didn't want to call them. My mother used them to spank me with them.
Ah, what were they?
Pickets.
Pickets, uh-huh.
Pickets or paling. I go out there and make a paling fence, and I think there might be a distinction there. I don't know. Where they were square at the top, they was called palings, and where they was made mm-hmm. into an arrow point,
mm-hmm.
they was called pickets.
Okay, okay. How about fences? Well, fences, people don't use rail fences much now. They use what instead?
They use wire.
And what kind of wire?
It was woven wire. Pastures used to be made mostly out of what was known as barbed wire.
Mm-hmm. That's the kind with the little prickly
one
things.
with barbs on it that sticks you.
Yeah.
That is to stick the animal, keep the animal from pushing, going through the fence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the fences now, the wire has got so high, is made out of some kind of jute or some kind of thread. If you drive along, you'll see yard fences. Most of them are green.
Mm.
And that's made out of, I'd call some form of string. I don't know what to make those out of.
Mm-hmm. When you're setting up a barbed wire fence, how do you attach the wire to the...
Use staples.
Okay, and you staple it to the...
Post.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have around here fences or walls made out of loose stone or rock?
Some around some buildings and places like that. They're called a hedge out of rocks
mm-hmm.
or a stone fence
mm-hmm.
or a stone wall
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
around places like that.
But you'd say hedge for something that was made out of stone?
Yeah.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
You'll go back in Bible time, you'll find they made their fences out of, called it hedge.
Oh. Hmm. If you want to make a hen start laying, what might you put in her nest to fool her?
You can get artificial eggs.
What would they be made of?
Most of them made out of some form of... like porcelain or something like that.
Mm-hmm. What's another word like that that good dishes are made out of?
China.
Yeah, and so if you had, this is just
China
to get,
and pewter.
Just to get you to say the two words together, if you had an egg made out of China, you would call it a...
China egg?
Yeah, right.
We used nest eggs, what we usually call them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they would gather them out and leave them in the nest.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call a hen on a nest of eggs?
Setting hen.
Okay. And what do you call a place where chickens would live?
A chicken house or a roost.
Suppose it were just a little place, maybe for the hen and the chicks.
Chicken coop.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's for little chickens, but the other is different.
It's bigger?
It's the larger you get, you change names. Chicken pen, chicken lot, or things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you were talking earlier about a bucket at the well, and I've forgotten whether you said what that was made of.
Now, there's different buckets. Most common used is a galvanized bucket. Long time ago, they used cedar buckets
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and gourds for dippers.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to use aluminum dippers and enamel dippers. And the old lady had one. She happened to break it this last year. Old fella made it for her when she was in high school down close to Leeds. Made out of a coconut hull and a cedar handle that he whittled out. And he cut the coconut, you know, sawed it off,
mm-hmm.
got all the coconut out. And then taking this handle and fixed it where it would be slanted right, and put a screw in the coconut through the handle to hold it on. And that thing, I don't know, it just cracked around, left her just a ring out there. Mm. Would you slap her?
No.
Join it, I'm going to.
No.
Then what do you milk into?
Milk bucket or milk pail.
Is a pail the same thing as a bucket?
Yeah, you have regular milking pails that you can buy.
Are they different?
They're fixed where there's no seams around the bottom. They're made solid where they wouldn't form any bacteria. A bucket usually has a, like the galvanized bucket or and some of the other buckets, metal buckets, I don't know what all they're made out of. They're either clamped on the bottom or they're soldered or welded in the mm-hmm. bottom. Mm-hmm. That leaves a little ring around that that you can't get in there to scrub with a with a brush.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you call the container that you might take the food out to the pigs in?
Slop bucket.
Okay. Is that just a regular bucket?
Well, really, yes, but we have different kinds of those.